Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, and we're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. Today we're going to begin to give you some messages on overcoming deception. God wants us to overcome deception, or the activity of deceiving spirits. Revelations 12, verse 9. The Bible says the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Who is the deceiver? The deceiver is Satan. And we must overcome the activity of deceiving spirits that are sent forth from the devil. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. These seducing spirits, the word means those that cause to stray from the truth, deceived or straying from the truth. We don't want to give heed to any deceiving, seducing spirits that would stray us from the truth. Until you know, the people thought that Jesus was a deceiver. They called him a deceiver. But instead, he was the one who brought the truth, praise God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says that we have this ministry as we've received mercy. And it says we've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. We're not walking in craftiness. We're not handling the Word of God deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. God wants every single person to handle the Word without deception. There's much deception, and there's so many doctrinal differences out there. You can tell that the activity of deceiving spirits has been working in the body of Christ. How are we going to be free from deception? We're going to know the truth. Jesus is the one that brings the truth. And what is the truth? The Word of God reveals the truth. Thy Word is truth. And we need to get the truth so that we do not fall after deception. The devil delights in bringing people in the body of Christ into deception. We don't want to be deceived. We don't want to be misled or stray away from the truth. This is a trick of the enemy, and that's what the devil tries to do in these days. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Bible talks about the fact that they were exhorting them not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, and it said that they were put in trust with the gospel, and they were to speak not as pleasing men, but God, which tries our heart. Every person who preaches the gospel must be a God-pleaser, not a men-pleaser. You cannot water down the gospel and give a partial gospel because of the way men might receive it. We've got to preach the uncompromised Word of God, the full gospel message, the truth, and not water it down to be a man-pleaser. We must be a God-pleaser, and this is why everyone who has been called to preach the gospel, especially in a full-time ministry, you need to preach the whole counsel of God and not hold back anything of the truth. We've got to speak the truth, praise God, so that people will know it. If we are holding it back, then we are compromising, and we will let the enemy's deceiving spirits work. You know, deception also refers to giving a false impression, either by appearance or statement or influence. We don't ever want to give a false impression. We want to be sure that we are preaching the truth. Now, how can people be deceived? Let's look at the causes of deception. In Mark chapter 12, verse 24, here Jesus said, Do not err, therefore you know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God. Do not err, because you know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God. I tell you, if we don't know the Scriptures, and we don't know the power of God, we are going to err. And that is very important. You've got to get in the Word of God. You've got to know what the Word says. You can't be one of those that says, Well, I think it says this. I think it says something about this, and you don't really know what the Scripture says, or you don't even know where to find it. Every Christian needs to get in the Word of God. We need to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, to rightly divide the Word of truth. And we're going to have to know the Scriptures. And furthermore, we've got to know the power of God. Those that don't know the power of God, the Bible even says those that preach a gospel that's void of power, you're to turn away from them. Because God's Word, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to every single one that believes. And we need to believe God's Word. God's Word is the truth, and it's going to come to pass, praise God. We also have to watch that we do not fall after the traditions of men or through the philosophy of worldly principles. The Bible says in Colossians 2:8, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Every one of us needs to examine ourselves and see if we are walking after the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't walk after the traditions of men. Don't walk after the worldly principles, which are the rudiments of the world. If you walk after the ways of the world, then you are going to be deceived. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any loves or values the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You know, the whole world lies in the state of wickedness under the wicked one, and we must walk in the truth according to God's word. Do not follow the traditions of men, otherwise you'll be deceived. In Mark chapter 7, verse 9, he says, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own traditions. I'll tell you, one of the things we've got to watch out is that we are always teachable. Every Christian needs to be teachable. Don't ever think that you've arrived and you've got it all together. You need to be teachable and be able to lay on the table everything that you believe to see if it is truly in line with the Word of God. And if someone brings the Scriptures to you, you need to be open and receptive to listen to what is being said and be sure that it's in line with the Word of God. Otherwise, you could be following the traditions of men. And it goes on in verse 13 of Mark 7, says, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition. The traditions of men will make the word of God of none effect. And we can't afford to have any of that happening in our life. We've got to believe the truth. We've got to walk in line with the pure word of God and not let any error get into us. See, this is why there's so much doctrinal difference out there. There can't be all this doctrinal difference if it's in line with the truth. The fact is that many, many are deceived or are not in line with the truth or have partial truth. And this is not what the will of God is. God wants us to get in the Word of God and to rightly divide the Word of truth. This is simply the activity of deceiving spirits that have deceived people away from the truth. Remember, we're not to handle the Word in any deceiving manner. We're to know the truth by study of the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, we're of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You've got to be sure that you're following the spirit of truth, not the spirit of error. You know, people will know the truth about salvation, that they must receive Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, and get born again. That's the truth. Then there's another group that says just belong to the church and you're okay. No, you've got to come in line with the Word of God. Just because you belong to the church doesn't mean that you're saved. You've got to be born again. Well, there's another area where, let's say, in the Holy Spirit. Someone thinks that, well, I've already got the Holy Spirit and I can just walk in whatever way I want to walk in. No, the Bible says that if you got the Holy Spirit, you're to be led by the Holy Spirit if you're really going to be a son of God. And you're going to walk in His ways. You're not going to be walking in the ways of the Spirit unless you are led by the Holy Spirit and listening unto Him. It's very important that we do not let the enemy come in and mix some truth in with some error and think that everything is okay. A lot of people think, well, I got the Holy Spirit, everything's okay in my life. No, if you're not being led by the Holy Spirit, then you are not walking in accord with God's Word. watch out that you don't mix truth with error. It's important. You know, people have learned the fact that Jesus is a healer. And we need to realize that he, of course, not only healed when he was here on earth, but also he's healing today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, many people say, yeah, we know that God's a healer, but then they mix in some error saying that, well, God really is not really his will to heal all, and that he absolutely will not heal every person. Well, that's, again, contrary to the Word. People take a principle, but they don't look at the whole Word of God. You've got to look at the whole Word of God and see the truth. If you study all the Scriptures on the area of healing, you'll know that not only was Jesus a healer, he still is a healer, and that healing is for all, and that he has provided that for us in the redemption, because he took our infirmities, he bore away our sicknesses, and by his stripes we were healed, that healing now belongs to us. See, you've got to be sure that you're not letting some error or traditions of men in that will cause you to stray from the truth. Many people have partial truth, but they have let some error in. We want to be sure that we do not have any error in our life. Very important that you turn away from this. You know, it's important that we have our tongue speaking forth God's word, or we can deceive our own self. There's a scripture in James 1:26, and it says this: If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. If we seem to be religious, but we don't bridle our tongue, we don't watch what we speak, then we deceive our own heart. It's possible for you to deceive your own heart by speaking forth words contrary to the truth. When you speak, you need to speak in line with God's word. Don't speak a bunch of negative things. Otherwise, you will deceive your own heart. James 1:22, the Bible says, Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Here's another way that deception can come. If you just hear the word, but you don't do it, you actually will deceive your own self. Because you don't walk in the light of it, you'll be a forgetful hearer, and you won't continue in it, and it won't produce fruit. God wants us to turn away from deception. Well, we've introduced this today. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today...